Welcome to God's Loving Kindness in the Morning. Let's begin with Martin Luther's morning prayer. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. We give thanks to you, Heavenly Father, through Jesus Christ, your dear Son, that you have protected us through the night from all danger and harm. And we beseech you to preserve and keep us this day also from all sin and evil, that in all our thoughts, words, and deeds we may serve and please you. Into your hands we commend our bodies and souls and all that is ours. Let your holy angels have charge concerning us, that the wicked one have no power over us. Amen. Have you noticed how many in the church look at God's activity in their lives? They see a lack of or a vacuum of blessings, and they think that God is not blessing them because they haven't earned a blessing. We are very much into this business of trading our good works for God's blessing. Indeed, there are churches that give you a basic works recipe to receive a blessing. In today's reading, we have Jesus rewarding some fishermen for their kindness in loaning him a boat. Remarkably, they do not look at the blessing as earnings. No, they see their own sinfulness. When was the last time you received a blessing and recognized that you are not the person God desires you to be? The lesson is from Luke 5, verses 1 through 11. So it was, as the multitude pressed about him to hear the word of God, that he stood by the lake of Gennesaret and saw two boats standing by the lake. But the fishermen had gone from them and were washing their nets. Then Jesus got into one of the boats, which was Simon's, and asked him to put out a little from the land. And he sat down and taught the multitudes from the boat. When he had finished speaking, he said to Simon, "Launch out into the deep and let your nets down for a catch." But Simon answered and said to him, "Master, we have toiled all night and caught nothing. Nevertheless, at your word, I will let down the net." And when they had done this, they caught a great number of fish, and their net was breaking. So they signaled to their partners in the other boat to come and help them. And they came and filled both the boats, so that they began to sink. When Simon Peter saw it, he fell down at Jesus' knees, saying, "Depart from me, for I am a sinful man." For he and all who were with him were astonished at the great catch of fish which they had taken. And so also were James and John, the sons of Zebedee, who were partners with Simon. And Jesus said to Simon, "Do not be afraid. From now on you'll catch men." So when they had brought their boats to land, they forsook all and followed him. Receive the Lord's benediction. The Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make his face shine upon you and be gracious unto you. The Lord lift up his countenance upon you and give you his peace. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. This morning devotional is brought to you by your friends at Historical Zion Lutheran Church in Silver Hill. We believe that the Lord calls on his people to worship him and share his word. Zion Lutheran Church is located on the corner of 7th Street and 4th Avenue, one block south of State Highway 104, near the Silver Hill Library. We share the Lord's Supper on the first and third Sundays of the month. Want additional information? Go to our website, www.lutheransinsilverhill.com, or call us at 945-5209. Looking for Holy Week worship opportunities? You are invited to join us in our Holy Week events this week as Palm Sunday initiates Holy Week at Zion Lutheran Church in beautiful Silver Hill. Our Maundy-Thursday service with communion on March 20th is scheduled at 7 p.m., preceded by a light soup and sandwich supper at 6 p.m. Our Good Friday Tenebrae service on March 21st is scheduled at 7 p.m. On Easter Sunday, March 23rd, a light breakfast at 9 a.m. will precede Easter worship with communion at 10 a.m.